The first results are beginning to come in from the International Polar Year, a global effort to collect scientific data on the Arctic and Antarctic that began in 2007. The National Research Council published a summary last week, and APRN's Steve Heimel has some highlights.
It was mostly about vanishing ice. 2007 was the year sea ice flowed out of the Arctic Ocean and melted back to a record degree. And at the other end of the Earth, the ice sheets of Antarctica were being washed by warmer waters and breaking up. In both cases, the scientists were there to see it and take measurements.
These ice shelves are disintegrating, and by that we mean it takes thousands of years to form, and they're falling apart literally in weeks.
That is glaciologist Robert Binchandler of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, co-chair of the committee that wrote the International Polar Year, or IPY, report. Geologist Julie Brigham Greta is the other co-chair.
It's fortuitous that the first full year of the International Polar Year, we saw the greatest demise of the Arctic summer sea ice.
They both describe a situation where scientists thought they were going out to collect baseline, a kind of detailed snapshot of the current situation to use for comparison as the climate changes in the future. Instead, they found themselves watching the changes as they happened. The Canadian icebreaker Amundsen found open water in the Arctic Ocean even in the dead of winter. And in Antarctica, scientists using precise satellite altimetry found over 100 lakes in a system of mountains buried beneath miles of ice. Binchandler says it was a complete surprise to discover the water actually adding to the underside of the ice.
Underneath the ice sheet, the Antarctic ice sheet, where you have this rugged alpine environment, the water can flow uphill because it's the pressure of the ice pushing down on this water that dictates which way the water goes, not just the slope of the valley and the rock. And so in some places, you have enough heat to melt the ice at the base of the ice sheet that produces water, and then the shape of the ice sheet's pushing that water up a valley, up into colder temperatures where it refreezes, refreezing on the bottom of the ice sheet that are hundreds of meters thick. And it's the kind of thing that, as a scientist, you get excited about, but your colleagues simply cannot believe it when they first hear it.
But it's completely confirmed in just the beginning. Julie Brigham Greta says much of the important science from the IPY has yet to be published.
We have an army of young graduate students and early researchers who are certainly still synthesizing that data, working up theses and dissertations, and then that takes a while in the scientific process to go through peer review.
The big question of what they call the mass balance, or how much total ice is melting compared to what's being added to the ice sheets, will probably be answered soon. But it will take longer to nail down what they call teleconnection, or what the polar changes mean for more populous areas in the temperate zones. Indeed, the report's authors say data gathered more than 50 years ago during the International Geophysical Year of 1957 and 58, when the first satellites were sent into Earth orbit, is still being used. Binchandler says that international effort actually began the era of remote sensing that is now absolutely critical for scientists.
In my 30-plus years of doing polar research, I really have had the opportunity to live through this revolution. We used to be data-starved. Then satellites come along, and then they start collecting all kinds of data from different sensors looking at different aspects of the polar regions. And all of a sudden, things are changing rapidly, and we see these changes. Had we not had the advantage of these comprehensive observations from space, we wouldn't know that this is going on at all.
The International Polar Year has put in place all sorts of monitoring networks for keeping track of the Earth's temperature system, but no nation has made much of a commitment to pay for keeping the measurements coming. The report suggests an international effort of some kind. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.